Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. Listen, you little sloppers. Oh. We're on. Yeah, I'm getting aggressive now. Could you like kidnap someone and get aggressive with them?
Oh,
easy. Listen, you we're trying to get to 7,000 subscribers. We're only a couple of hundred away. Mm-hmm. So, Ethan, James, what should they do aggressively?
Oh well, if you bloody like this bloody show, yeah, make sure you hit that subscribe button so that we can keep making more of the.
Say something else.
We're getting to the point now because we're getting to the point where they're going to demonetize it because we've sworn too much near the start.
Well, say something that sounds like a swear, but isn't.
You absolute flock of Cravendale cows. Hit the subscribe button, get us to 7,000 subscribers, and we'll just keep making our Sloppy Joe's content.
What's your opinion on milk, by the way? Do you like it?
Absolutely obsessed with it.
Really?
I think it's one of the great fruits. It's not a fruit, is it?
But it's sort
of
a teat.
Like a meat. Wet.
What are you talking about?
What is a milk?
A milk is... What do you mean? It's
dairy.
Dairy.
Sorry.
The cow's udder. Yeah. But would you go blue, green, yellow?
Usually green, but if I'm making a flat white, I like a little blue.
Ooh. Do you really?
Sorry.
Well, I'll tell you what.
158 calories per cup. Oops, sorry about that.
158?
Yeah. For a little flat white, yeah.
What about a bowl of Cocoa Pops with blue milk? That will knock you spark out.
If you were on a Friday and you'd had a bad week and that was your dinner,
yeah, then maybe
I could have a bowl of Cocoa Pops and blue milk. But otherwise, I mean, there's luxury and there's gluttony. And
there
I think
is.
We're crossing a line there. How are you, Joe?
I'm very good.
Speaking of the line between luxury and gluttony,
it's all
you
me,
look
baby.
Fantastic today. I love this shirt. It's got a sort of a very dense waffle knit. It looks like it could dry you off, but also kind of keep you moist at the same time.
And it does in a way. Sometimes I wipe my bottom with it. I have got a washing machine problem, which is being fixed, but it means that I'm down to, I think, 3 pairs of underwear. The red one that you bought me, do you remember the emergency one? Yeah. They've been used.
Have they?
So now I'm using...
So we're past the emergency. So this is like when the fuel light comes on.
Yeah.
And then you do another 30 miles. We're in that territory now, are we?
The Gooch line doesn't exist in the rest of the 3 that I've got to go. Do you know the little Gooch bit? Does it ever split with you? Do you know when you're wearing your pants and the bottom
is it because you've got a terribly acidic perineum?
Don't tell me your Gooch bit never sort of...
Perishes. It does perish occasionally. Do you know what I get? And this is embarrassing. It's not just the gooch that will perish, it's the where thigh meets thigh.
Oh, really?
Yeah, do you thigh rub?
Thigh rub.
You don't, mate, your thighs don't touch?
My thighs are unbelievable.
How wide are your hips?
My thighs are great, you know. My leg, you looked at me and my legs, you think, well, yeah, he'll be a big boy, but he's you know, I bet he can run quick.
Yeah.
Which we'll get on to soon.
Will we?
What are you shaking your head at?
Oh, my thighs was quite awful with the golf ball hernia.
Oh, yeah.
Shit, have you not got that sorted yet, Ethan? That was episode like 4.
It's been going on longer than just episode 4.
I like how Joe doesn't have a traditional sort of Gregorian calendar like everyone else. What Joe has is a calendar that is only in reference to episodes of Sloppy Joe's. So he'll be like, right, I can't do it. I'm busy on episode 96. Can you do episode 102 instead? Everything is just Sloppy Joe's focus. Can we, and I think this could be a Patreon special, take you down to the driving range and hit that hernia with an 9-iron.
Oof.
And see what happens. See if it just sort of explodes everywhere. Or see how far down range we can find it.
Or the loser of Joe versus Joe has to keep it in his mouth for about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
That would you allow us, Ethan?
What if you get poked in the eye halfway through?
Oh, God.
Why? What have you been up to? It's your birthday week.
We had a birthday week.
We've all done our best to make your birthday special.
Birthday special. I mean, all the people I love were there. My sister, Daryl.
Where'd you go?
Andy. A place not too far from where certain people live. Dead easy to get to.
Well, most people
walkable.
Mate, so.
Walkable.
Right.
We went to a place called Basque. Some close friends and family all got the invite. Very close. Yeah, like I say, Andy was there. Adam Brown came from Radio X. He's an old friend. Cousins came, Patrick Michael. Oh my God, Ethan came, My cousins came.
Oh, your cousin.
Ethan came, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! Oh,
yep.
How you doing, Ethan?
Yep, I'm good, thank you. It's good
to
see you.
It was a 2 o'clock start.
2 o'clock start.
Joe texts us at 5 p.m. saying,
time.
Where are you?
No.
Awful human. Awful human. Guess what? Ethan, what happened with the cake?
Well.
Which one?
We're waiting, weren't we?
For you. To blow out the candles for you.
The candles all melted all over the cake. We're waiting hours.
No, no, we didn't light them.
This isn't real.
2 p.m. Right. We're getting together. Let's have the drinks. Ethan said, oh, apologies, Joe. I'm going to be late. Yeah. He got there at 2:15. Oof. And then he sort of got the vibe, but okay, people rock up at 2:30. But by 2:45, right, it was very full.
Okay.
And there was meat platters. There was cheese. Wasn't a cheese? Hey, Ethan, talk about the platters that I bought for everyone.
The platters. Hey,
so
Ethan.
Many meat platters.
Hey, Ethan. Did Ethan. I go to...
Ethan. Talk to us about the platters that he
bought. Tell Joe about the platters, Ethan.
We call him the platypus, don't they? Because he's fucking covered in platters, this lad.
Oh, Ethan, tell him.
Hey. Tell Joe about the platters.
The table was covered with meat and cheese. And if it wasn't covered with meat and cheese, they were occupied by pints.
Really?
It was crazy.
Sorry, what was it? It was a Henry VIII themed birthday.
It was. Well, basically, they have these. I saw it on the menu. They had meat platters and cheese platters. I was like, well, you know, I'll get the cheese for the vegetarians. Fingers crossed, no vegans. And I'll just throw some meat platters down.
Well, if there are any vegans, they can just eat the toothpicks that are sort of holding the meat together. Well. There you go.
And let's just say this, at Baskin Stockport, their portion sizes are unbelievable.
Really?
We took two tubs home of cheese. Don't know where they've gone, by the way. We got that piss. I think we left them somewhere. So some taxi driver's now got a tub of brie. But yeah, you didn't show up, Joe.
Right.
And you got some excuses and, you know.
So let's go through.
There's no excuse of us waiting for you.
Yeah, well, that's just your fault. So here's what we're going to do. First of all, I'd like to say, I'm sorry I didn't get to see you on Saturday.
Are you not sorry for being late for my birthday?
That's not the point. Because
No. Did you know we were meeting up at 2?
Yes.
And why weren't you there at 2?
Well, I'd love to explain it. Yeah.
So, Ethan, you can be judged on this because he's a very balanced human.
Yeah, balanced in the sense that you had his ear all Saturday afternoon, probably telling him how bad I was.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Him and Daryl.
So he's been really whispered into, like Edmund on Lion, Witch and the Wardrobe, to your sort of...
Okay. Right, 2 o'clock, mate. And by the way, I've texted you... And your partner, because I know sometimes you forget.
Okay.
Right. 2 o'clock, mate.
Fundamentally, I was busy on Saturday, and you knew this, because I was going to see the Saw Doctors.
In the night? Part of the reason why we did it too is for people like you, Joe. It really is.
I'm not accepting that.
Someone else went to see Jimmy Carr. Ethan went to see Steve-O, so I knew there was a lot of people had stuff on that night.
So fundamentally, there was a clash.
Mm-hmm.
I said... I'll do whatever I can to rock the Casbah and be there, okay? You said it's 2 o'clock. I said, what we'll do is, we'll come for a couple of hours before we go to Saw Doctors. That was established. That was known. That had been said.
Okay, yeah, I do give you that.
Right.
All I didn't know is a couple hours were going to be 3 hours after.
After the start. So, then.
Your Honour, I think he needs a break.
Can I speak to my
seen the penny drop so hard in all my life.
Can I speak to my representation for a second? No. So what happened is, my cousin stayed over the night before, right?
What did he do?
Right. Well, I'm just saying. We went out for some breakfast, some lunch. Then Lizzie...
Lunch? We went out for lunch?
Yeah.
I had meat platters
like
ready.
11 o'clock. So then Lizzie and I were getting ready for the evening, okay? We got ready. Yeah. It was now 4:45. And I text you at 5 o'clock.
It's a long breakfast.
Don't know. It was 5:15.
It was 5:10. So I text you saying, "Are you at Basque still?"
Yeah.
You said, "It's all right. Time's passed."
Do you know why I did that? Your Honour, can I say a few words?
And then I said,
"I'm about 6 pints in right at this point."
And I said,
"Ethan's going, and people are moving on." And I was going, "Right, we're going to go somewhere else."
I said, "I'm going to come and see you for a couple of hours because I knew it was an all-day thing." So I said, "Where are you going?" As in, "I'll come meet you away at the next place." No reply until the next day.
Yeah, because you wound me up.
I can tell I wound you up. But the problem is, I said to you that whole time, I'll come and see you for a couple of hours on your birthday day before we go out. And unfortunately, we booked these Saw Doctors tickets 6 months ago.
Yes.
Not six months ago.
Because I know people like you.
Not 6 months ago. 20 podcasts ago.
20, yeah.
So,
episode 60, you booked.
So apologies I didn't get to see you. But I would love to have seen you. I was going to come down. I was going to sample your cheese board. But, you know, you'd sort of lost your temper by the time I was ready. So I apologize
for that. No, I didn't lose my temper. I was very calm with it. I said, time has passed. I was quite philosophical about it. I was there drinking a Guinness thinking, oh, Joe, We're moving on now. You wouldn't even got to see Ethan.
What harm would it have done to just tell me where you were and I could have come see you?
Oh, because we were going quite into town and I knew you'd like to be around the train station talking to see the sore doctors. So, Sloppers, our sponsor is Wingfest 2023. I'm going to be at every single one of the remaining ones. The Sloppers, Ethan and Joe, will be at the Manchester one. But we need you and as many of the Slopper Army to come down to the three. There is four remaining ones, but one of them is sold out completely. London is completely sold out at the end of July. There is three remaining ones that we need to see as many as the Slopper Army down there. Manchester is the hometown one. Come on. It is August the 12th, which is a Saturday, and August the 13th, which is a Sunday, obviously. That is when me, Ethan and Joe will be tearing up the Wingfest scene. So make sure you grab your tickets for it. It is a brilliant occasion. The biggest food festivals, or one of the biggest food festivals in the world. Chicken wings, chicken wings, chicken wings. If you're not in Manchester, there is a Birmingham one at the Bond in Digbeth. That is Friday the 25th of August, all bank holiday weekend, so the 26th and the 27th. Then finishing off in one of my favourite locations, it is Bristol from Friday the 8th of September to the 9th to the 10th. Tickets can be found at wingfest.co.uk/tickets. Come and eat some food with us. Come and drink some beer. Come and dance to some tunes. Come and be sloppy at Wingfest. Can I say sloppy at Wingfest? Yeah? We're going to go with it. Buffalo sauce everywhere. Enjoy the rest of the episode. Daryl and Ethan, well, you bonded, didn't you?
Yes, yeah. He was lovely, Daryl. Daryl's the coin-eating man, which I brought up with him because I said, I only really know you, Daryl, for eating coins. And he went, those days are long behind me, Ethan.
Not that long, though, is it?
No. Ethan Mecky said she speaks at some points, and she said, Ethan's quite funny, isn't he? Because he'd just start laughing to himself before he'd start a sentence. Like, you'd already sort of made yourself laugh prior to saying whatever you were going to say. And then start, and it was like, she loved that.
Well, thank you, Becky, for enjoying that. I relied on those close to me, Daryl and Becky, because in environments such as that, when there's around like 20 people around the table, I can't hear anyone across from me. I can only hear the immediate two people either side of us.
How come? Just bad hearing? Just
bad hearing.
Oh, yeah, all just blurs into one for me, all the noise.
So was it nice meeting Joe's friends and Joe's sort of peripheral friends?
Yeah, what were your takeaways from it? Do tell.
Oh, yes, I loved it. At one point, Drew, just before I left, you nipped to the bathroom, didn't you? Did you bump your head or something? You said you had a few bumps.
Oh, that was quite uninteresting.
Bang your head?
I banged my head pretty hard, yeah. A few bumps. Are you off your head? You're such a dick.
You did? So, you would go like that?
I didn't. Yeah, I was hurting my head, yeah. I fell over. We fell over during a race.
So you went to the bathroom for a bump, and then when you come back out...
outside the bathroom.
Oh, sorry. And then you came back out... tell me about the rest of that. So Ethan goes home.
This
is a big night.
Well, a lot of people had prior engagements, so I thought about them. Yeah. Some people go and see Jimmy Carr. That was the Stephen Tries lot.
I'd never cancel on your birthday for Jimmy Carr.
So they went and they got the train, because what I thought about was it's quite handy for those people going into town, because the train station, how close was it, Ethan?
Oh, you couldn't be closer. It's in the car park.
It was a hop, skip and a bump away for
you,
wasn't it?
Which is nice. So I got people into the train station on the train.
Amazing.
We started then moving on to Amp, which is a nice new bar in town. On the walk there, Daryl started giving it big and about how he used to be a runner. And I stupidly...
So Daryl, when you say... Just give a visual image of Daryl so people can imagine. Does he look like sort of Kelly Holmes?
Not Kelly Holmes. More Usain Bolt. He's quite small, actually, so he doesn't look like any runner. Right. I don't think runners are small. He's more the size of a jockey, would you say, Ethan?
He's not the size of a jockey. He's
perhaps
the height of a jockey. Sorry, yeah. Jesus, of a horse.
Sort of, yeah, horse. I mean this in the nicest way possible. He kind of has the sort of dimensions of almost of like a capybara, doesn't he?
Like what?
Like a capybara.
What's that?
Sort of like a wombat type, like a big hamster almost.
Yeah. Okay.
In a nice way.
Is that a nice thing to say?
It could be. Yeah, it's lovely.
So a bit drunk and excited in the way. Got rid of my head injury and thought, actually, I'm going to take this bad boy on. We were down Salford... that's how big my head injury was. We're in Stockport Precinct.
Yeah.
And there was like a traffic light to another like sort of light above us, like quite a bit away.
Yeah.
100 metres, say. Oof. No, 80 metres. It wasn't that long. We would have probably died doing that. And I said, right, I could beat you here, Daryl. He was having none of it. So there it was. The Stockport Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
The pisshead race.
Yeah. Any hurdles?
No hurdles, just life flat itself. Race. Flat race. Which is, it was uphill a little bit.
We
had two refs. One was on the finishing line filming.
Oh, wow, you really took it seriously. It wasn't. Yes. I thought it was just impromptu. Go. But you were like, stop, get you down the other end, get your camera out.
Yeah. And off we went. Boom.
So
There's footage of this. We can put it in now. Neck and neck. I don't know. I'll have to get it. But we are going neck and neck. And do you know what? For two big boys, we pick up a bit of speed.
Yeah.
No, not that. Like on the race. And we're going for it. Absolutely running. Until Daryl sees an opportunity. Neck and neck. He goes, I'm going for the sort of dive finish.
Oh, my God. Wait.
The dive finish. You know, like some people like sort of throw themselves forward. Now, I've never been a runner, Joe, so I've never really raced before. So I'm just still like loving myself.
You're as upright as it gets.
Upright as it gets.
Yeah.
So as you can you'll see, Daryl wins. Daryl wins by that leap forward.
How much did that hurt, before we get to any ramifications, how much did that hurt your ego losing the race?
It didn't hurt. It would have hurt more if Daryl stayed upright then and started to give me some abuse. What then followed was Daryl collapsed, henceforth broke his hand,
yes,
and bruised his entire
ego,
right side of his body.
Oh my god.
Ego. It was a complete sort of, oh, do we need to give this guy CPR? Like, there was a caller, is he going to go to A&E?
I think what happened,
that was nearly over.
When someone breaks their hand, the best thing to do is for you to breathe your air into their lungs, because famously the hand will break and the heart will just sort of give out as a result.
I wouldn't have done CPR. I'm not very good at it.
No, especially when you're out of breath like that, it's meant to be staying alive. You'd be doing it to like Rockefeller Skank or something. <You'd> be...
What's that one? Fat Boy
Slim.
So Daryl survived. Then we went to see Clint Boone DJing.
That. That's the only adjective that can be used is survived or verb. Yeah.
And then it was a great night.
But did he stay out?
Yeah, he stayed out. He was a trooper. Yeah. Then about 1 or 2 o'clock, it was obvious I've had too much to drink. I couldn't string a sentence together. And I remember in my mind thinking to myself, I can't really speak. So then I fell asleep and everyone else had a little bit of a party and it was all a wonderful night.
Where did you fall asleep in bed?
Yeah, no, I fell asleep on the sofa, my sofa. Came back to ours for a bit. I finished off a couple of drinks because the bar fit closed at 12. But I'm still not recovered.
Are you worried about losing your hair? You won't be surprised to find out that 1 in 5 men start losing their hair in their 20s. That is where Sons comes in. Sons are a men's healthcare brand that offer clinically proven, licensed hair loss treatments for less than a cup of coffee per day. They've treated over 50,000 customers and their treatments deliver results in 9 out of 10 men.
I've signed up for a 12-week program and I can tell you, it's very easy. Mm. All you got to do is take their 1-minute online consultation and Sons will tailor a subscription treatment plan specifically for your needs. Although, maybe not for your needs.
Well, this is very exciting because I'm looking out for you. And you need this treatment. So go to suns.co.uk and use the code JOE40 to get 40% off your treatment. That is mad, isn't it?
That is a
40%.
Lot.
40%. And that adds up to £80 off a 6-month treatment. It's a lot of money.
I'm going to give it a go and you'll hopefully see some progression here in my head. There are no contracts or hidden charges and it all can be delivered straight to your door as easy as that. I could be looking like Joe Smith in 12 weeks' time.
And so could you. Go to suns.co.uk and use the code JOE40. The link is in the description.
I went to do the breakfast show, BBC Radio Manchester. Right? This is top secret, this, so don't tell anyone. There's a bit in the show between 7 and 8:30. For Ofcom rules, you can't play music.
Why?
Something to do with being local and make sure it's all about talking and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
It's a ball ache. But it often means that you are just constantly on air, just make sure you're pressing all the buttons, blah blah. It's intense. So what could have happened to me is my anxiety plays up a bit. My anxiety of needing to go to the toilet, having You know, we've got,
you know, because you know you can't. It's like seeing that sign on the motorway: no services for what would be the equivalent of 120 miles.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And you're like, 90 oh my miles. God. So you're like, oh, this is bad. So I've told you about my tactics in the past. I take a little anti-diarrhea tablet.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
Bonks
yeah.
me up, and I've not been right since.
So you took one?
Took one. I had the Guinness poos on Monday, which wasn't nice, but I took one. And
when you say the Guinness poos, do you mean because it was world record breaking?
Yeah, they are coming around to measure it.
Are they?
Becky's fuming. He said, why is it still in the room?
Why is it still in the room? Well, I can't put it anywhere. I'm not going to put it in the freezer, am I? It'll snap.
But I've not been right since. Great night, though.
Was it?
I'll do it again.
What's happened to your washing machine?
Oh,
did that break in the
no,
party?
What's happened is there's a little problem with the leg, and therefore when we turn it on, it rumbles too much, and then what?
The leg?
Up? Yeah, the leg of the washing machine.
Do washing machines have legs?
No.
Was your washing machine on stilts or something? What do you mean leg?
Of course it's got a leg. What do you mean? It's not just flat, is it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right, then when I'll take a picture of my washing machine, and you go, well, they've
do you
got
mean
legs.
The foot?
What do you mean the foot? The foot, the leg. You'd say that's the same thing, wouldn't you?
No, well, a snooker table's got legs. A fucking, like, a washing
all
machine's
right,
got
all right.
legs.
The foot, then. The little things that keep you up think the four it, you foot. No, it's not 4 foot. Well, it probably is 4 foot. The foot!
Right. Is it not like a screw mechanism where you can extend it and lower it?
No. What? You got screws?
A lot of those things that are supposed to be flat but could conceivably be on a slightly uneven surface,
yeah.
They'll have a screw mechanism. So they'll come down like an inch or two, and you can line it up to your floor so that it doesn't rumble and break.
Not mine. I'll get it sorted anyway. It only broke yesterday.
So how are you already onto the emergency?
Because I've been so lazy. I've not washed any of my clothes yet from a week ago.
Yeah.
But I was just getting through my holiday clothes. This is the last one. If you like it, I'll wear it again.
I think it's really nice.
Yeah.
I think it suits you. The shape suits you very well. The colour's very good.
How was that gig, the Sword Doctors? Don't care, Ethan. Sorry.
Oh, I've had a great weekend.
No. Sorry, that was just a little bit of banter there.
Oh, so you're just putting me aside now?
Oh God,
you hurting one of us.
Rocking a hard place, this.
You know what? Hurt me because I didn't turn up to your birthday, Ethan. Go on.
Oh, I had a great weekend, everyone.
Here he is, back in it.
Go on, son. He's been having shit weekend after
shit weekend.
To the point where I pulled him aside last week and said, "What are you? Is everything okay?"
Yes.
And he always says yes, but there's a no in his eyes. Oh, but I'm, by the sound of it, go on, talk us through it.
Oh, well, birthday galore. obviously, yeah. There was Drew's birthday, which I turned up to.
Turned up is a strong word. You were there in body, but from what I've heard,
you were there. You helped me up when I fell over.
Well, yeah, I wasn't really there in person. I hadn't like any food or drink, so I didn't really feel like I was in the room, is what I was telling everyone. But they all warmed to that in the end. But otherwise, I've been up to other stuff, like going to see Steve-O from Jackass.
Right, okay. Ooh. Very random, this, Ethan. I mean,
is it 20 years kind of past his prime?
He's like a Q&A?
So, no, what he was doing, so I have no real interest in Jackass whatsoever. I have a little bit of interest, as in, like, it's a bit mad, isn't it? But it was my mate Wob's birthday, and he was looking for something to go with, so I thought, why not? A bit of a different experience. So off I did. I went there and sat down to watch it with Wob, and what he was doing was he was showing stuff that wasn't allowed in Jackass that got turned away. Oof. Unseen footage.
What, sort of too hot for TV type stuff?
Exactly.
Really?
Yes.
I've seen something. One of the things I saw at Jackass once, which I thought was wild, was like this, and if that was, God knows what you saw, because this was too much for me. It was like this sort of train set with hills. Have you seen what I'm talking about?
Go on.
There's like this little quiet like train engines going around these like toy hills, these toy trains, and these mountains in the background. And it takes you about 30 seconds to realise they're actually arses. And they've done the Jackass lot throughout the day by taking laxatives. And then they just start
shitting all over the train.
These fucking mountains start erupting. Have you seen that one, Ethan?
It's the one that I, whenever it comes on, I refuse to watch it.
I don't think I've ever seen that one.
I'll show you later. It's fucking
just
brilliant.
Firing hot, wet shit all over the train. Does it do any of them derail?
No, but you do see why the rail strikers.
I'm not surprised. Now,
shit everywhere.
Can you imagine? I'd want a pay rise if I was having to deal with that every week. Go on, Ethan.
So what he says is, he says at the start, he's opening things, he says he's going to show some stunts and things, and he says one stunt that he's still aspiring to do, he says in his intro, is something where he would get in a plane, and whilst he's in the plane, he would jump out of the plane, skydive, whilst masturbating, and then ejaculating midair.
Brilliant.
And that's
brilliant.
He wants
to do. That is incredible. I'd love to do that. Wanking midair. Come on. What are you doing? Oh, I'm Joe. I can't speak anymore. What are you doing?
Technically, you did wank in midair that time that you fell off the bed when you were masturbating because your shoulder popped out. So if you'd have, obviously you'd have less time to come to your natural conclusion. Yeah. But if you'd have done that, you could have been the first person to... Can you call falling off a bed onto a carpet skydiving?
Sort of, yeah.
It sort of is, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I did make some... Whoa,
yeah, exactly.
Kind of noises. Yeah, yeah. Oof.
That noise is going on.
Ball sack.
Exactly. So yeah. Did he do it?
Well, what you said, Drew, is like this would be his ultimate stunt.
Right.
And then the last thing he does is say, "I've got one more for you," called skyjacking. And he's done it, hasn't he? He's bloody got and done it, and he explains the whole experience in the most perfect detail. So what he says originally is that his missus's dog.
No.
Oh, whoa.
I don't like where we're starting with this.
Fucking conversation.
How can this end without any form of illegality?
So he's got kind of a connection to masturbating, and his missus's dog having a part to play in the sense that every time he finishes onto like a boxes or a towel or whatever he's got, you throw it on the floor and the dog comes in to lick it up. And then... He says this experience.
Is he saying this out loud?
Say this out loud.
This is mental. No, it's all telepathic at this stage.
This is crazy.
It's essentially a invent your own adventure, and this is just what Ethan came up with.
Wild.
Why would he admit to this?
And then he says the experience of skyjacking wouldn't be the same without the dog being there. Cuts to the shot of him and the dog wearing skydiving equipment or whatever. So he's there part of the whole thing. I don't know if the dog actually gets on board, thankfully. But there they are, in the air.
So the dog is... The
dog can't skydive,
he's forcing
surely.
The dog to skydive.
The dog
because the dog didn't
die.
Sign up for this.
The dog doesn't jump out. I think maybe he's there on the plane or something. But anyway, he sat there on the plane.
The dog got too nervous. The dog said no last second. They do that.
Yeah.
He's there on the plane with his workmates on one side, and then... a DVD player on the other, and what he's doing then is he's watching pornography on this DVD player whilst asking his colleagues to pass over lubricants whilst he
me. So can I ask, is someone on the back of him?
Or has he got his qualifications?
He's not by himself. Is he by himself?
No, excellent point, Joe. In the process of getting, so he's got a 2-minute window where he has to time his masturbation perfectly so that he can't ejaculate out in the air. So he's battling against it. He doesn't know if he can do it. All right. So he's watching this pornography on his little DVD player, and it's not quite working for him, especially when his scene comes up, which I think might have been a position we call doggy. Was taking place, and it put him off because he could feel the bloke behind him strapped in. So it made
can
him a
we
bit
promise
limp.
Just if anyone's watched, can we promise we're not going to make a clip out of this story, please? Because this is
we don't make clips anyway.
This is absolutely vulgar.
So he's got someone strapped to the back of him.
Yeah, he's got someone strapped to the back of him, and it makes him a bit limp when he's watching the surf. However, something happens. He's skipping the scenes.
What are you talking? He's got 2 minutes and he's being picky.
It's quite difficult when you've got loads of people around you, Drew, and you're asking them for lube, and you've got a man strapped to your back, and you're about to jump out of a plane. Don't forget. And then eventually,
he's not jumped out yet.
No, I thought
he was midair.
No.
What, fast forwarding in midair with
mid-air?
The TV remote? No.
I pictured Steve on midair flicking through.
Rewind it a bit.
Jesus, that's mad.
And then he times it, Joe. He gets it just to the nick of time. And there we are, all sat in this theatre.
Sorry, at this stage, are you all masturbating in the crowd as well?
No.
Watching him wine.
Did he encourage you to?
We're watching him wine.
Were you allowed to if you wanted to?
No one.
So why were you then, did you say, sorry?
Say that again.
Why were you masturbating then?
No, I wasn't.
Oh,
no.
You just said you were, didn't you?
No, he was thinking about it.
He was thinking, oh, you were thinking about it.
What the phrase?
Yeah,
man?
We get
yeah,
it.
Let's all go. It hits the camera.
Hits the camera.
What an aim.
And then he jumps out of the plane. First person to ever do it.
What's the one place you'd want to...
Second person. We've already established Joe McGrath.
What's the one place you'd want to, you know...
In the privacy of my own home or, I don't know, maybe under the bleachers in an American college.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
There was the thought that went around my head where if those submarine people knew that they were running out of oxygen...
Pitch black.
You'd probably just have one little... Talk, wouldn't you?
Would you? I think that would probably be the last thing on my mind. Imagine that. Everyone's freaking out. Everyone's like, oh, it's pitch black. The lights have gone off. We're just waiting to run out of oxygen. And then all of a sudden, Joe? What's that? What have you got? Is that a pencil case? No. And then you're wanking on the thing.
Yeah. Why not?
I'd kick the fuck out of you if you started doing that. I'd be so mad.
What? Whilst he's like,
a kinky thing.
Spanking me.
I'd try to knock you out.
You'd spank me. You'd bend me over. Anyway, Joe, Saw Doctors. And
what a weekend. Saw Doctors was really good, yeah. I mean...
You saw a lot of time, you know, in cafes.
What?
You saw on Instagram you were in cafes a lot.
I do a lot of cafes at the moment.
Yeah.
I've been doing a lot of cafe work, trying to work on just my sort of repartee with the owners and stuff. I never know how nice to be. But I'm struggling to find a good English breakfast in Stockport. It's lacking a bit,
it's
isn't
a
it?
Struggle.
Isn't it lacking?
What are you laughing at?
Oh, are you about to announce the opening of our cafe?
No, even.
That's not going to happen, so we can tell him.
Wild idea that we'd open a cafe and call it like the Sloppy Joes, but. No, it doesn't work.
It's not going to happen because the building we wanted, which is just off the market in Stockport, we looked at, but apparently, I spoke to a couple of business owners, everyone's after it.
Yeah.
It's the hottest shit in
Manchester. And how fucking reprobates going
to get ahead
of some fucking multi-millionaire.
But yeah, everyone wants it. So we were thinking we could open a little coffee shop. This is the idea, so let us know if you think it's a good idea. The idea is, and this is my idea, and then you can, my idea for a coffee shop, or for like a place, is a combination of really nice coffee, and it's going to be a bit expensive, like a £2.90 coffee. I know that's a lot of money, but like your modern, tasty, fruity coffees that you get. But instead of having that with like and we do a breakfast meat spread on brioche, and it's £9.85. It is a bacon sandwich that's £3.50, or £2.99.
Chips and egg, like good chips cafe, and egg. Old school,
cheap,
scrum.
Old school cafe food that's cheap. And a coffee that's quite expensive. That combination where I want both for £6, but I don't want a really shit breakfast and a really shit coffee.
No.
I want cheap breakfast, good coffee. You can't get that anywhere.
We'll do it one day.
Yeah.
Right, little Joe versus Joe time, Ethan.
Dum, 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 dum.
Oh, yes. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Joe versus Joe, where I've picked a quiz.
Currently 3-1 to me.
Yes.
First to
3-1
to you. First to 6 or first to 7, isn't it?
First to 7.
Yep.
Jesus, that's
send in
quick,
your Joe versus Joes. If you want to send them in to sloppyjoespodcast@gmail.com, where just come up with 5 questions. Could be on any topic, something that you're an expert on, maybe. If you work at Wilco, why don't you do Guess the Price?
I don't think anyone works at Wilco. You said that last time.
People work at Wilco.
The Wilco boys haven't got in touch.
All right, then. If you work in, I don't know, a shampoo factory, you can say, does this make a rat go blind? Yes or no? And we can do that. So give us 5 questions on your specialist subject and we will answer them. But first of all, Ethan, what we got?
Oh, well, today we've got Ben who's written in.
Yes, Ben.
Thank you very much, Ben. SloppyJoesPodcast@gmail.com.
And what Ben has given us is some questions on the name Joe.
Oh.
Joe-themed quiz. Famous shows and stuff. Yes, it is a bit of a blast from the past, but it's
okay,
we can
different.
Do it. We can crack on.
DiMaggio.
Question 1. The question is, Oh, sorry. First of all, Ben says, hello, Ethan, Drew, and Joe. Ben, you submitted my Drew theme questions for Drew versus Joe. Hope you enjoy. Thank you, Ben.
Lovely, Ben. Thank you.
Question one.
Standard.
What famous Joe sang lead vocals for influential English rock band The Clash? We talked about The Clash today, haven't we?
I actually don't know.
5 seconds, 5 seconds.
No, I don't know.
It's
sad that, isn't it?
Radio
I should know The Clash.
I don't. A name came to my head instantly, yeah. But I don't know if it's right, if you know what I mean.
Alarm, alarm!
Alarm, alarm!
All right, can we have your answers, Joe Smith, first?
I've gone with Joe Strummer.
Oh, I've just gone with Joe Hopkins.
God's sake.
Joe Strummer.
Get out! Joe Smith. Goulash!
Sounds like drummer as well.
It does.
And also, you can strum a drum, can't you?
No. Yes. You can't strum a drum.
No, you strum a guitar.
There we go.
Question two. Which of the seven dwarfs inspired the nickname for United States President Joe Biden?
Very nicely worded question there, Luke, is it?
Ben!
I've got Sleepy.
I've also got Sleepy.
Sleepy Joe Biden.
Sleepy Joe Biden.
It's Sleepy, Sleepy Joe.
Oh, Sleepy Joe.
Sleepy Joe's podcast.
It's 2-1 Smith as it stands. Cool. Question three. What beverage is commonly nicknamed a cup of Joe? Oh, I'll just get myself a cup of Joe would be a sentence that you could use it in.
This is a bad day.
Alarm, alarm! I need your answers.
This is a bad day for me, he says.
How am I getting beat already? Because you know it, don't you?
I know it.
Coffee.
It's a coffee, yeah.
Oh,
I've got coffee as well.
Ethan really helped me out there, by the way.
I know, I was going to say, why did you do that, Ethan?
Ethan, you really
helped. I've just woken up. Let me just get myself a nice brown cup of Joe with some milk in it. A nice Joe latte.
Ethan, thank you.
Fucking hell.
Question four.
And to be fair, he gave us both the clue.
But I already knew and you didn't.
He didn't know you already knew.
I know, but we shouldn't be giving clues. We
okay,
should be giving
okay. No more clues, Ethan.
Was that much of a clue? Because it says a nickname, a cup of Joe. And all I said was, ooh, I really fancy a cup of Joe.
No, you didn't. You said, I'm going to get myself a nice cup of Joe, which is something that you said it as though it had sort of remedial qualities. As though it would change.
It's all right,
Ethan,
but I knew what you meant. Frankly,
yeah, of course you knew what he meant. Got him the point. It's 3-2.
Question four. In the hit comedy show Family Guy, what is the full name of Peter's police officer neighbour?
Okay. Right, well, I might as well just fucking bend over a barrel and get fucking out.
I'll give you a
clue. I like
clue.
It. I love your sort of theme, Joe. If you don't know something, it's because there's a conspiracy against you. Not that you just didn't know.
It's all about American stuff. It's all about American stuff, isn't it?
Sorry.
And you're American.
Sorry. The first one was The Clash.
Yeah, and then the next three have been American.
Mm.
True.
Well, you got the only one you haven't got so far is The Clash. You've got the American ones.
Yeah, but this one I have no idea.
Okay. Because obviously Family Guy never played in the UK, so no wonder you don't know it.
Answers, please.
I've gone with Joe Swanson.
Oh, Joe the policeman.
It's Joe Swanson.
Gasoline!
And
that'll seal it!
Oh, that's it.
But we'll do it number five anyway.
All right.
So it's 4-2.
And this one, this one's worth 3 points.
No, we're not doing
it. Yes, it is.
No, we're not doing it.
It is. Joe,
no, we're not doing it.
The person writes the quiz says it's worth 3 points.
Pass it here, then. Let me see that if it says that.
Ask the question first, Ethan.
What famous Joe starred alongside Marissa Tomei in the beloved courtroom comedy film My Cousin Vinny from 1992?
Oh, well, I can give it 100 points. I'll fucking get it.
Okay,
I'll go on. Again, another American thing.
I'll have your answers, please.
McGraw, what you got?
I've gone for Joe Swash.
I've gone with Joe Pesci.
Ah, that's the win for Smith.
Yay! Is it Joe Pesci?
It is.
Oh, it's a clean sweep! Five out of five!
Is it?
Do you know what I mean?
It is.
And I cruise into a 4-1 lead.
I've got a question about Joe. Which Joe's a good friend and turned up to his mate's birthday? Oh, not Smith!
Dickhead. I also knew the answer to that, by the way. So, one point each.
Right, it's time for some... your 30th is when we're in New York.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's not. It's after that. But yeah, we're celebrating it then.
Well, are we now?
Are you going to not turn
I'll be there 3 hours early. I'm just going to tell you the time and I'm going to already have eaten. meat board everywhere.
Right then, let's get to the 9 out of 10 club. And we've only got a few weeks left of this now, Joe. It is the Manchester Spicy Chicken Burger Challenge. Now, we know for people who don't live in Manchester, this is pretty niche. But if you ever come to Manchester, you can try it out. We've got a lot of listeners in Manchester. And also, we live in Manchester, and I want to know what the best spicy chicken burger is. It all came from a rivalry.
The war.
People stealing recipes, opening up rival chains, rival shops. The blood sort of chicken gang.
Yeah, and one has been continuously talked about on the pod that has come out of nowhere, apparently, and stole the show.
So there's we've got three left.
Yes.
Now I'm going to say what they are straight away.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got Rocco's.
Yeah.
We've got Florida, and we've got Miami Crispy.
Woohoo! The big boys.
Now these are the self-proclaimed big boys, aren't they?
Yeah.
I'm really excited.
A lot of them can't deliver to here either as well, so this is me picking it up job. That's exactly what I've done.
Thank you for doing that, by the way.
I'll tell you to bang on time. I picked it up 45 minutes ago. So keep that in mind,
okay,
all right? 45 minutes. Let me just talk to you.
What have you got there? Where is this? Where is this?
This is a place that you've suggested called Rocco's in Longsight. This place, when we went about 12:30, it was nice and chunky, nice and busy. People already...
Already busy?
Do you know what?
A lot of these places don't even open till like 6.
Can I absolutely stun you?
It's upside down.
Can I stun you? I think, Ethan, come and get one. I think this burger cost, and I'm pretty sure, £3.80.
It looks incredible.
Hard to
flip it. Yeah. Right, let me show you this.
Oh.
So, wait a second, but...
There you go, Ethan. There you go, sir. Come and take it. The smells already are beautiful.
The smell in my nose is absolutely wild, as you would say. So, let's have a look at this bad boy. So, this is the... Again, it's the sort of sesame seed bun. It's not a brioche, but the difference with this one is, even in 45 minutes, it's kept its structure. Again, you're looking at mayo, you're looking at cheese. And then there is, you don't see an obvious hot sauce, but you just see sort of, there, you can't really see it on there, like flecks of orange liquid knocking about, which means that something's been dipped, something's been inserted or added to this.
Right, it's time for a quick big bite. Oh, good. Yeah.
Okay.
It's nice stuff. It's got a lovely bit of heat to it. This is a spicy chicken burger, by the way. This is it.
The bread is still on the softer side, but it's keeping its shape, it's keeping its weight. It's big, but it's not drooping, it's not slopping or flopping. The spice is there.
Yeah.
We're talking, the thing with these spicy chicken burgers, they're not like killer spicy. They're sort of a 6.5, 6 out of 10 spice. That kind of, just letting you know it's there. You know, it's just sort of giving you the elbow as it walks past. It's not kicking your head in, but you don't want to fuck with it.
I've got to say, the chicken was beautiful on that.
Chicken is beautiful.
And that is, I tell you what, there's a fine line, right? So the first one we had was brilliant.
It was almost gourmet, wasn't it? You could use the word gourmet.
It was in a way too clean. Interesting. I like it a little bit dirtier, but not too dirty, which was last week.
Yeah.
So this that was almost the perfect dirtiness.
That was your sort of, the week one was your sort of clean cut mummy bear.
Mm-hmm.
Last week was your sloppy, nasty daddy bear.
Smeggy. Daddy bear.
Yum, yum, yum. And this week is almost the 50% DNA from week one, 50% DNA from week two.
Yeah.
This is your baby bear burger, isn't
it? This is your baby bear burger. The bun's held up really well after 45 minutes.
It has actually.
Still got some nice temperature behind it.
I need to write this down.
Let me just talk to you about the actual shop itself. The first time I've been in to one, it was efficient, quick.
Love
honestly,
that.
£3.80 for that burger we just had there.
That's
if you
really
wanted
good.
A meal, £5. So that's chips and drinks for £5.
Honestly, can't argue with that. That's because now in the world of the £4 meal deal at Tesco, it's only £1 more. They've cooked it themselves. They've battered it. They've dressed it. They've set it up. You've got a nice polystyrene box, and they've heated it all up for £1 more.
Unbelievable!
Than a dirty little BLT from Tesco where they make a billion and ship them all around the country.
Ethan
amazing
James,
value.
You're nodding your head.
Mm. Well, I'm toying a little bit here.
Here we go.
I'm recalling. Can you remind me who it was in week one?
Mr. Fries.
Week one was Mr. Fries.
Well, Mr. Fries, what I loved about his burger was how neat it was and how the sauce I really enjoyed. The only thing I thought it was lacking was maybe a bit more heat in the chicken.
Mm.
And then we go to this burger here. It's a little bit on the messy side, like the one we had last week. Not
that was
as
Ohio
messy,
Fried Chicken. Yeah, actually, where's Shake B in all of this?
Shake B, we've already... What?
We've done four. We've done three already. Yeah. Shake B was good, wasn't it?
Shake B was good, but you thought it was all right. It wasn't... Now, this is good gear.
This is really good
we never had this.
This is good gear,
this
Joe!
Is good gear.
I like this. Ohio Fried Chicken last week wasn't up to snuff, I'm afraid.
Okay.
Sorry, Ethan. Back to you.
So, what I'm saying is, I think this is the best chicken I've had so far. And obviously, we're reviewing a chicken burger, so that's quite a big element. But
massive.
Having everything together and like a proper burger throughout, because I like a consistent bite.
Oh, tell me about it.
Yeah. I think...
No, tell me about it.
Oh, no, yeah, do tell him. Yeah, please. Actually, he's serious.
I think it's going to be tight, this. I think Mr. Fry's and this one's going to go very close.
Would you like to know what you gave Mr. Fry's?
Yes,
or do
please.
You want it to be a blind comparison?
I think Mr. Fry's was number one, wasn't it? So yeah. I was trying to like push it of not putting it in the 9 out of 10 club because we didn't know what was to come.
Yeah.
And it's tight. One of them's definitely going to go in the 9 out of 10 club. I need a bit of time to think okay. If you could take
I'm going to go with Rocco's.
Yeah,
just because I got the overall experience, I leave a very happy man.
Oh,
a very happy man.
Happy. I love your new shirt.
Thank you.
I've said it already this podcast. I've
seen it a long time. So I'm going to give it a 9.2. Rocco's doing unbelievably well.
Wow.
And do you know what? The layout is quite modern as well. So
is
you know
it?
These Bossman chicken shops?
Yeah.
No, it had like big LED screens with the menus and stuff like that. It was
it's
class.
Gone. It's gone. What's the one? It's gone full arches.
Yeah. It.
You know what? You've seen this a lot. Do you remember at turn of the millennium? McDonald's used to be a sort of yellow and red, kind of scabby seated slop mess.
Yeah.
Didn't it? You'd go in there. It was tacky. It was carnage. It was gross.
There used to be a play area in a lot of them.
There was a play area that smelled like cheese.
Ooh.
And then over the sort of your 2010s, they all got sort of wooden effect.
Yeah.
And they all got brown and green leather.
They changed their sort of
and they
outfit, didn't
market.
They?
I think we're seeing the same thing with the takeaway. What
really?
Used to just be essentially someone's front room with a grill in it.
Yeah.
Is now a sort of dining experience. It's almost like an Argos with a grill in it. Do you know what I mean?
Can we speak about the Mackies? Have you
been to the one in Levensham?
They've all had a makeover.
It's like going into a photo booth rather
they've
than a
They've all had
restaurant.
A makeover. Basically, a lot of Mackies in the UK, or just maybe Greater Manchester, have had this new like layout where there's a separate entrance for the delivery guys.
Yeah.
That's why. And then you've got an order from like literally a square in the window.
It's weird.
You can't see behind it.
No. It's like an internal drive-through almost now.
Yeah. These those people running in the back like robbing stuff. Do you remember that was a thing on TikTok?
It's not open like it used to be.
No.
Anyway.
Ethan, what are you saying?
Ethan James, what are you saying? Rocco's burger, long sight.
This is tough.
Oh, it's a good pause as well. I love that.
Yeah.
They go on too long.
A pregnant pause, as they say. I'm never quite sure what that means, but
it's like a kind of pause.
I think there's time for some pregnancy to go on in there.
I'm going to give this burger an 8.8,
but
I would like
to
I would like to rescore Mr. Fry's, please.
This is inconceivable!
No. What does he mean?
This is unbelievable.
What did he give him last time?
8.6.
Oh. I would like to give Mr. Fry's, please, a 9.2.
Oh, it's huge! It's huge from the judges.
Really?
Mr. Fry's!
Really?
Oh my
Incredible.
God, do you know what? Mr. Fry's is coming out so well out of this.
All right, Joe, it's over to you.
And not to pat myself on the back too much, but I love patting myself on the back. Yeah. And I think, what I'm going to say is, I think I'm the only one that judged Mr. Fry's rightly at the time. I
what
saw that for
it?
What it was. I gave that a 9.0. I think that's one of the better chicken burgers I've had. But I'll tell you what, I also think this is one of the better chicken burgers I've ever had.
I've still got a little bit of spice
and
kicking
for
back.
The style, I think they are on a par.
Yeah.
If you want, you're slightly more at market. If it's the end of a first date, I'm going to Mr. Fry's. If it's the end of the ninth date...
What about a breakup?
I'm going to
Ohio's.
I'm going to Ohio's. I think these are on par. So I gave that one a 9.0, and I'm going to give this one a 9.0 as well.
Great play.
Which gives it an average of 9 for Rocco's
Burger. Wow, so you got in the 9 out of 10 club. And I do think that does get in the 9 out of 10
club. I think that's a phenomenal burger we've just
like,
tried
phenomenal.
There.
Right, yeah. It's 2 left. Florida's, which has got a big name for itself.
Yeah.
You don't know it. In Manchester, it's just near the eye hospital. And then, yeah. Oh.
I love that, like, oh, yeah, the eye hospital, let me just go there, get me cataract sorted out, and then get a big sloppy burger on the way home.
And then we needed to do a big celebration for Miami's. You've never been.
Miami Crispy has almost become, and you can sort of thank yourself for this a little bit, amongst the kind of food Instagram Facebook pages, it's almost developed this legendary status where it was once the territory for, you know, someone who don't want to spend a lot of money on a burger.
Of course.
The sort of the wandering drunk. At the end of a night,
yes.
the kind of the cluster of youths might turn up there. It's now opened its doors to the sort of middle class hipster who wants to sort of dip their toe into the working class world of a chicken burger. And I don't mind that. And I'm sure they don't mind that financially. But it has almost become, it's your Binley mega chippy of chicken burgers.
And
isn't it?
I worry that will do it.
That could be its downfall in the end. But hopefully we'll get to taste it before that happens.
Just quickly on a gang of youths there gathering around places. Remember back in like the early noise, corner shops used to play this noise that only youths could hear.
You say that, but I don't ever know if that was real.
It was real because guess what?
The room with the high pitched squeal.
Yeah, the room
outside of the Asdas, your Netto's, maybe a Fulton
just
food.
A corner shop like a one stop. My neighbour's got
your Rajah bros.
You're right.
Around here.
They do well for themselves, don't they?
Oh my God, those two. I assume it's two men.
They're bigger than the Costcutter boys.
No, I think Costcutter is nationwide. Rajah bros are great. South Greater Manchester.
Nationwide own Costcutter.
No, I don't mean the bank. I mean, you will see a Costcutter in, you know, Slough. You will see it in the Cumberland.
The Rajah boys.
Rajah bros, I don't think extends outside of Manchester.
Our neighbour's got a new device that sits outside their garden, just near the Chinese, near us, which plays that noise.
What, to stop?
Youths hanging around. The dog goes mad near it, and I lose my shit as well, because I can still hear it. Young ears, Joe.
Wow. Young ears. I've always said that about you.
Young ears.
You've got the head of a 68-year-old, but the ears of a 6-year-old. Right. It's incredible.
It is good. Merge them together. Joe McGrath. Right, everyone. Thank you very much. Right, final 2 episodes of the Spicy Chicken Wars. We will be back to your recommendations. We promise that.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah, we got loads. Right, thank you very much for joining. Join the Patreon, the Sloppy Joe's podcast. Remember, we're going to New York in a couple of weeks. And we're going to do vlogs out there with lots of food tasting.
And we'll hopefully do an episode out there as well.
We'll figure that out. I will speak to you soon. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Wave, Ethan.
Thanks for joining us.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that's new. Hold on. What?
What's that about?
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.
Oh, I love it.